Hello Africa, this is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari in Washington. Tonight, jeans.
I mean, I see a lot of people wearing jeans for like casual occasions. I wouldn't say it's a symbol of youth, but I would say that it just has like this casual demeanor when you wear jeans.
When we talk about jeans, it is a very popular casual dress around the world. But they come in different styles and in different colors. However, blue jeans have been identified with American culture. But the fabric originated in the cities of Genoa, Italy, and Nimes, France. But it is worn all around the world. So, is this a protective garment or a symbol of youth? So, tonight on Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So, please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues in the house, Salem Solomon. Welcome back, Salem.
Great to be here.
All right, and Sanusi Diallo Jr., welcome here.
Thanks for having me.
And over the phone, we have Brenda Sabuni. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hi there.
All right, in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing jeans. Well, we all love beautiful dresses and nice attire, and jeans is one of them. I remember there are so many types. We have the garment, typically made from denim or dungaree cloth. Often, the term jeans refer to particular pants, and we all know them. We remember the blue jeans, which was invented by Jacob Davis in partnership with Levi Strauss & Company. And this is according to Wikipedia.com. So, I spoke to my colleague Paul Ndiho, and I wanted to know, does he wear jeans on a daily basis?
Not at work every day, but to me, I find jeans to be easy, it's fashionable. It's something that I can wear on a regular basis if I had to. I like wearing my jeans with like a sports jacket. If I'm going out with friends, I like to wear jeans. If I'm going on a journey, I like to wear jeans. I think it can be fashionable. It can be something that is an all-weather kind of attire. It's something that you really don't need to think twice to wear jeans. It's something that is casual at the same time. So, personally, I love it.
Okay, well said, Paul. Now, you know, personally, you enjoy wearing jeans. What about for children, you think, when you're wearing with going out or having fun on a weekend? Is this something that can still stay? And does it sound like it's an American wear, or you think this is a global kind of attire?
There's not a single place that I've visited, whether it's in Africa, Europe, or in the Americas here, where you don't see people wearing jeans.
Right.
So in a way, jeans has become the norm. It's the fashion. It's the what's trending all over the world.
Okay.
Everybody likes to wear jeans.
Yeah.
Some wear jeans to church. Some wear jeans to parties, going out to a clubbing at night.
Oh yeah.
So I think it's for me, I think it's very fashionable.
Yeah.
It's trendy.
Trendy. And for you wearing jeans, do you think that maybe for some people out there, I don't know, but do you think that it's a kind of, let's say, a youth kind of attire? You feel younger, or you think it's only for young people, or what it is for?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
For me, I think jeans is about how you feel.
Okay.
It's a form of expression. It's how you, let's say you want to go out and you want to feel like, you know what, today I want to rock it. I want to go down, man. I wear jeans. Sometimes wearing other attire, it can cause a lot of problems. You have to be careful where you stand, what you do, you know. So it's complicated for nothing. So to be simple and be fashionable, I just go with jeans, man.
You just feel comfortable out there.
Absolutely.
You feel you like Paul. This is Paul in the house in the jeans, rocking the jeans. Just like the people in Texas, you know, these cowboys. They pull jeans all the time.
Yeah. I mean, for
and,
me,
you know,
if I had a way, if I didn't work in an environment that requires me to dress up, I would wear jeans like day in, day out.
Wow.
Because I find it easier to use than most, because the other clothes I have to take them to the dry cleaners. Mm-hmm. If I wear a suit, I have to take it to the jeans. I just wash in the machine, or I just wash using my hands.
You remember back in the days in the 80s, we used to have stone jeans, stone wash,
or brush wash,
right? So economical, it works, right?
It's still there, though.
It's still there, right? Since those days in the 80s, right?
People still do that stuff.
So it's economical having a jeans too, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember back in the day with my jeans, I used to, like almost every other semester when I was in school, I used to buy new pairs of jeans because I used to use a brush to, to clean it. You know, what you would quote unquote, air wash, you know.
Air wash.
You don't soak it, but you just put enough soap on the brush to clean up the dirt, and you know, you're on the roll.
And you're ready to go. You don't have to worry about washing all this, putting all this water, whatever, and too much soap. So it's so much saving at the end of the day.
Yeah, but jokes aside, sometimes I appreciate, especially like ladies wearing jeans.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it looks good on the ladies, trust me. Nothing wrong with that. And ladies have so many choices when it comes to jeans, right?
Absolutely.
They have short jeans, they have skirts as jeans, they have even jeans for pregnant women.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a fashion thing, really. It's you see, unfortunately, if you're looking for that kind of trend, the jean fashion style and whatever, to go out of fashion, you must be living on a totally different planet.
Thank you, Paul Ndiho. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing jeans.
All right, back to my people in the studio. Is this a protective garment or a symbol of youth? Salem, maybe you can tell me, which of the two do you think a jeans is all about for you?
Well, that's a hard-hitting question. is it a symbol of youth? I mean, I see a lot of people wearing jeans for like casual occasions when people go to, on Fridays, for instance, even in work environment, sometimes people wear jeans. Okay. I think I wouldn't say it's a symbol of youth, but I would say that it just has like this casual demeanor when you wear jeans.
Yeah. And when you do, you feel good too?
Why not?
Okay.
If it looks good on it.
You feel good too.
It depends. Not if you wear mom jeans.
Mom jeans, we'll come to that too. Those are the types I want to talk about also. Okay. What about you, Brenda Sabuni? What do you think about wearing a jeans, my friend?
I mean, I think it kind of knocks both routes of the world. It is a symbol of youth, but at the same time, I guess it's in a fashion sense. Especially with this particular generation, you know, with everyone wanting booty and everything. So all the types of jeans they have booty lifts and whatnot.
And maybe it's a new Sidialo for you, my friend, when you rock the jeans.
Man, to be honest, I don't know where to start with this topic. Because I wouldn't say protective garment, because sometimes the way girls wear them, it's not protective. You know, some, I won't say privacy, but you know, some part of their body is being seen, so I won't consider it as a protective.
If it's a tight jeans, not a mom jeans, like what Salem said, right?
And okay. I won't say either a symbol of youth, because anybody can wear it. You know, old people, young people, men, female, anybody can wear jeans. Okay. But based on my experience, I will definitely say that jeans are luxurious garment for me. Where I'm from, when we see someone wearing jeans, we're like, wow, he's wearing jeans. How much he's got this? How much he spent? What kind of jean is this? Those are the type of question we ask ourselves. So jean, definitely, that's how I will define. For me, they are luxurious garment. Because
When you prefer, we say, where are you from? Where is that?
Oh, that's Guinea-Conakry, West Africa, where I grew up. You know, because growing up, I can tell you probably when I got to 14, 15 years old, maybe I started wearing jeans. But before then, we're just wearing short, African garment, So me seeing people wearing jeans was like, wow, he can afford that.
Mm. You know, and also it depends on the brand names.
Right.
I think if you have Levi and other, you know, brand names, you know, it costs a lot. So even like, you know, when you see the industries producing in China and other places in India, now they have like different targets in to Africa. Mm-hmm. Or and so you can see the quality or the sometimes it's cheap and sometimes it's not. But before, if you think about it, how many years back?
Right.
You're right. I mean, it's seen as something, you know, as something that's expensive. So in some places in Africa, people look at, you know, these brand names and think, oh, that's, you know, somebody's well off.
Yep.
And so it depends.
Depends what type of jeans, right?
And also when we talked about mom jeans, right. I was referring to...
You're getting back to that.
when I said that, what I meant by that is, you know, sometimes it goes all the way up to the waist.
Okay.
You know, President Barack Obama has been mocked for wearing mom jeans. Uh-huh. But, you know, you got to work with what you
what
have.
You have,
yeah.
Right.
That's right.
And
that's
see
right.
In all types of situations, you find women, like you said, Sanusi, wearing tight jeans.
Mm-hmm.
You also have women wearing mom jeans. These are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if a woman is pregnant, for instance.
Yeah.
She can wear jeans too.
Yeah.
But
there's
specific
they have, by
type
the way. Yeah.
For those people who can wear those kind of jeans, right?
Yeah.
So it's all weather, I can see. Okay. Hold it right there. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
Savor the flavor of African music. Hi, I'm Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Tune in, feast your ears, and dig in to an hour of amazing Pan-African music, featured interviews, and music news. Music Time in Africa, Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in a Washington studio with Salem and Sanusi Jr. Right now, we are discussing jeans. Well, prior to the Levi Strauss patented trousers, the term blue jeans had been long in use for various garments, including trousers, overalls, coats, and so on. Okay. Jeans became popular since the 1950s, and this is among teenagers, especially in the greaser subculture. They say jeans was a common fashion or item as well in the 60s hippie subculture, and 70s and 80s youth subcultures of punk, rock, and heavy metal. So you see that is the all-American jeans, and all the youth was associated with the jeans.
And I spoke to Emmanuel Bandawe from Philadelphia, and I wanted to know what is so special about jeans.
You talk about the jeans, you talk about the outfit, which has been there for decades.
Oh, yeah.
And then jeans, when they say that where the jeans came from, well, the jeans starts, that came from the company used to call Lee's, the company called Levi's.
Right.
You don't see a lot of Lee's right now nowadays anymore, but you see Levi's are still there.
Oh, yeah.
And the Levi's, to be honest, me, myself, I love Levi's so much.
Oh, yeah?
Levi's, they're so nice jeans, which you can wear, you can't go wrong. Any Levi's you put on, you look nice.
Oh, yeah?
And the jeans, either way, it depends how you want to put it.
Okay.
You want to wear jeans in classy or you want to wear jeans in casual?
Okay.
You can wear jeans, you call it Alexander Vanderpool. Alexander Vanderpool means you can wear like a dress.
You can put
the blouse, you can put the jeans pants,
uh-huh.
You can put the jeans shirt, and then you can put the tie on, and then
wow.
You can put your shoe, and then you can put the jacket on, and then that's what they call Alexander Vanderpool.
Wow.
And then you still look nice.
Okay, I like that Alexander Vanderpool thing. You like
yeah.
It looks like.
So that's how the jeans is. And if you want to wear a casual, yeah, you can put the jeans, you can put the T-shirt on, put the sandals, and you're good to go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's an outfit like, first of all, jeans you're not supposed to wash. People who are washing jeans, they go wrong. It's wrong to wash the jeans.
You don't put it in the washer or dryer, right?
No. Jeans, you just dress it up, you take it off, you hang it up on the closet.
So jeans, by the way, mentioning that, it means jeans is very economical then to wear.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, because I know, Banda, as you say, Levi has been there since 1873. If you talk about jeans, people have been wearing jeans in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s. And some people are talking about jeans associating with American culture, rock and heavy metal. And maybe, is that the only way we can talk about jeans is only American culture?
No, really, no.
Okay.
No, that would be very wrong.
All right.
It might be saying, okay, well, maybe they invented.
Okay.
Okay? But jeans is everywhere in the world.
I know.
I mean, particularly, jeans is everywhere in the world. You can go Asia, people wear blue jeans like you don't know tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You can go Europe, people wear jeans like you don't know tomorrow. Go Africa, right now they wear jeans like you don't know tomorrow. You can go any continent. Jeans is favorite for everybody.
That is very
because
true.
Because right now, there's a new style of jeans. It's like a special ladies. Mm-hmm. They wear these jeans. Will be not only ladies, even men. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one myself, too, because the jeans which you can see, like, cut.
The boot cut?
Shred up, like, you can see your body inside. You can see your legs. You can see your knee showing something different way.
Oh,
some
yeah.
They cut even on the back. You can see some other girls wear them. They show a little bit. They show a little bit skin on that.
Yeah.
So that's the jeans. That's the style. Jeans every year. Jeans come with the style.
So
now
so
the dresses.
So but now
I seen one yesterday, which is even my wife got one.
Uh-huh.
It's a jeans like a jeans cap. It look like a skirt,
okay.
But it's a top. Like it come with the shirt. The shirt you tie it up, and then the skirt goes all the way down. Very unique.
Oh yeah.
So if your lady dressed that one, wear high heels.
Wow.
Bam, she gone. She looks a killer. If she got a dynamite body, she's a killer. Got me?
I got you, been down.
All right, man. So the thing is, people, anybody, I don't see anyone in the world who said that I don't love jeans. Would be wrong.
I know.
Unless he doesn't know how to dress.
You're right about that. There's no discrimination in jeans. Men, women, children, all put on jeans every day.
So that's why I see all these brand names. Designers now, they're making jeans. Everybody, Kevin Klein, Marc Jacobs, Joseph Abboud, name it.
Everybody's making jeans, right?
Everybody making jeans, but the best jeans you got to come with to stand one thing, Levi.
Thank you, Emmanuel Bandawe. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing jeans.
And back to the studio. Salem, you mentioned about all these kinds of jeans. They come in different colors. They come in different sizes. They come in different brands. Some are expensive, but some are not expensive. So tell me, are there rules for someone trying to put on a jeans? Can you wear jeans with a jacket, like a suit? Can you wear it corporate? Can you wear it just down dressing with a t-shirt or what?
Can you do that? Oh, of course.
Okay.
I mean, what can stop you from doing that? also, I think when we talk about tight jeans, I think we also forgot now, speaking of punk rock.
Or heavy metal.
You know, men also wear tight jeans. And I think, in fact, in Europe, it's like one of the most popular things to do
is wear
tight jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can also think about that.
That's true.
But also low-waist jeans are very famous now with the young people.
Right.
So maybe that's what you were referring to earlier. When you were talking about that.
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm not a garment expert, but I'm just talking about what people do with this wardrobe.
That's okay. That's okay. That's why you're here. You can talk about it.
And
right?
I think she mentioned something very important,
yeah.
How the culture,
uh-huh.
you know, can have an influence on fashion.
Right.
So depending of the culture that you're dealing with, for instance, punk, people who listen to punk, they will have a certain type of jean they will wear. Hip-hop, they will have a specific type of jean they will wear, and so on and so on. So the culture definitely play a major role on fashion when we talked about jean. And also, of course, I will definitely say there's a rule that apply, because you can't just wake up in the morning under 100 degree and decide to wear a jean.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
You got to check the weather, make sure the weather is comfortable,
yeah.
You know. So yeah. I think the weather play a major role as well in terms of deciding how you dress, whether to wear mom jeans. You're not going to wear mom jeans under 100 degree all the way up, you know.
Yeah.
I bet you Barack Obama won't do that.
I'm sure, you know, the fabric industry also thinks about these things, and sometimes a type of garment that they use
right.
is sometimes elastic, so it's not your usual, like, you know,
usual heavy.
Heavy, exactly.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
Maybe mm-hmm. that makes it easier for people wearing it. I don't know.
Right.
As I said, I'm not a wardrobe expert, so just commenting on what people usually wear. But
exactly.
Yeah, you're right. It looks uncomfortable as well. Sometimes
I have
when you
to
see
say
tight
this.
Jeans.
I have to say this.
Uh-huh.
Well, back in 7th grade, back in Guinea, I used to have this jean. Oh my God. It was so big on me. But guess what? Anytime there's a holiday,
you
that's
wear
the
it.
Jean I would wear it. I would rock there. People would make fun of me. I'll be skinny in it, like swamping in it, you know? They'd be, son, what are you wearing? I'm wearing jeans, man. Don't you see it? This is Levi's. This is jeans. You know? It's funny.
Levi's, Wrangler. You talk about Lee. You remember, these are brand names that if you wear.
Right.
And especially
you're
when.
You're all up there. Everybody's looking at you.
Yeah.
Like, this is the man.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell them, listen, don't worry about the size. Worry about the brand. I mean, you know, focus on the brand. Forget the size. Because my focus was I wanted to show people I'm wearing Levi's,
yeah.
You know, and it's expensive. Not everybody get to wear them Guinea-Bissau.
Exactly.
So I'm wearing focus on a brand, you know.
And also when you talk to like people who are abroad who like send you wardrobe and stuff, you call them and tell them, okay, this is the brand I want. This is exactly what I
mm-hmm.
want. So it really depends. Now I think because you know there's a lot of production of clothing,
right?
That
right.
People are not maybe like different shirts and different brands that go with the jeans that you wear, but
mm-hmm.
but I totally relate. I understand what you mean by you know saving it for special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can't these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, historic brands includes Levi, Lee, Wrangler. Just like as we spoke here, these jeans remain popular fashion item. They come in various fits, including skinny, tapered, slim, straight, bootcut, cigarette bottom, narrow bottom, bell bottom, low waist, anti-fit, flare, and a lot more. And just like Sanusi mentioned, he had a boogie. This book jeans. It's bigger in size or something. So
yeah. That's right.
Okay. But I'm trying to find out, is there an appropriate place to wear a jeans?
Oh, man. That question would be a good question for fashionist. You know, I'm not a fashionist, but I can definitely say yes. Yes, there has to be a place and a time to wear anything. You know, you can't like how. Once again, how I love red color. I'm a big fan of red. So when I was younger, I used to wear red pants, red t-shirts. You know, it was kind of too much now when I think about it. And my friend used to tell me, right, listen, you can't be dressing up like this. Like at one point when I would wear yellow, it would be yellow from the bottom to the top.
Wow.
You know, so yes, I would definitely say there's a time to wear a jean. Occasion, let's say you cannot wear a jean to go to a gala. You know, you have to be all suit up and button tight, you know.
Button tight, yeah.
Right, right. So, yes, I definitely agree with that. You know, you have to find a specific time and a moment, occasion, depending on where you're going. Check the weather as well. You know, to decide whether you wear a jean or not.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're right about that. And most people would see, like, I see this coming maybe these days, but back in the days, growing up, we knew that if you're wearing your jeans, of course you're putting on a t-shirt.
Right.
But now I see, especially with the hip-hop coming in, they talk about corporate, and you see Jay-Z wearing a jeans and a blazer.
Right.
And sometimes some people would be like, okay, I'm going to put a jeans, a blazer, and a tie.
Right. And that's what I was mentioning earlier, the influence of the culture, you know, the influence of the musical culture. Like you say, Jay-Z wear a jean and a blazer, everybody wants to do it.
Right.
You know, that's definitely the influence, which play a major role as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, there's a lot of people that look up to these guys.
Oh, yes.
You know, so when they do something, everybody else, everybody wants to follow, do the same thing, whether it's right or wrong. Just like back in the days, remember when people used to have a curl in the hair, they would go out in the sun,
it's hot,
it's burning, they can't scream, but it's, me, I'm looking, see my...
Oil is dripping down the hair.
Right, it's right. Crazy. See, that's the culture, that's the impact of the culture, definitely, that's the impact of the culture.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
So things will change with that. People can, I mean, hip-hop culture, whatever culture can come in and just influence others.
Yep.
And we just follow through.
Mm-hmm,
okay, you're right about that, Sanusi. Well, the time is not on our side. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing jeans.
Anyone thinking I still care or don't, but you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that. My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think you should think that I'm still holding on to something. You should go and love.
Thanks, and that's it for show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored jeans. A big thank you to my colleagues in the studio. Sanusi Diallo, thank you so much for coming in, brother.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. And Salem Solomon and Brenda Saboni over the phone. And of course, a big thank you to those who participated on the phone. Jackson Vanganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the view announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be soca. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat,
host Lino Mudu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.